Hello and good morning from the team of Deutsche EuroShop in Hamburg. This is Olaf Borkers speaking. With me in this call is our investor relations team. Thank you for attending the presentation of our results for the first half of 2022, including an update on the situation in our centers and on the development of Deutsche EuroShop Group. Let's start with our business activities. For an executive summary of H1 2022, please see slides 2 and 3. After 2 years overshadowed by the pandemic, we are confident that 2022 will be impacted to a much lesser extent. We expect this year to be a transition year on the way to a new normal, operationally as well as in terms of how we deal with workers. Reliable forecasts are hard to make, however, given the uncertainty caused by the war in the Ukraine. What happens in our centers? On slide 4, we have a look on our footfall. After a difficult start into the new year with various restrictions, the footfall numbers have improved sustainably since April. At the end of July, we were able to reach a level of 87% of the comparable pre-pandemic period in 2019. This means people are enjoying the regained shopping freedom and a certain normality. They are returning to the city centers, shopping malls, and shops. And this is so far despite a certain reluctance of consumers in view of rising prices and the war in Ukraine, which is also not favorable for consumption. Coming to the retail turnover on slide 5. Looking at our portfolio as a whole, tenant turnover is back on the levels of 2019. In Germany, it's only slightly lower, it's 95.3%. Our overall tenant sales average approximately 89% of 2019 levels. These figures also make us optimistic. It is worth mentioning that people are more afraid for their own income perspective since the beginning of the war in the Ukraine than they were at the peak of the pandemic. In addition, the propensity to buy is at a new record low. And the rising prices, especially for energy, leave less room for consumption. On slide 6, you can see our collection ratio since the beginning of the pandemic, which initially followed the pattern of the consumer footfall and is strongly correlating with the lockdown periods. The collection ratio represents the ratio of received to invoiced rents, service charges, and marketing contributions. For 2021, the number was 95%. From the third quarter of 2021 onwards, the collection ratio improved further and is now close to normality. In H1 2022, the collection ratio was at 98%, with only very limited rent concessions granted resulting from some cleanup for 2021. We assume that the value for June will also be corrected slightly upwards, as experience shows that incoming payments can still be expected here, so that we would reach a level of almost 100% too. So far, the update on the situation in our centers. I now come to the financial results of H1 2022 and will start with the valuation of our shopping centers on slide 7. The valuations of our shopping centers were on average almost unchanged. Including investment costs, the valuation result before taxes was minus 8.2 million euros as of end of the first 6 months. This corresponds to an average decrease of only 0.2%. The stabilized net initial yield for our portfolio is slightly up and now stands at 5.54%. The sensitivity of the valuation results to changes of the main value drivers is provided in the table in the lower part of the slide. I now come to the revenues on slide 8. This came out nearly unchanged at 105.5 million after 104.9 million in H1 2022. In contrast to the previous year, which was significantly affected by shop closures due to the pandemic, all of our tenants were allowed to open their shops in the first six months of 2022. Looking at the bridge, you see that H1 2021 was influenced by temporary legal rent suspensions in Poland, which was 2.4 million euros. The continuing effects of the corona pandemic, such as defaults of tenants in payment difficulties, lower turnover rents, as well as longer reletting periods and higher vacancy rates, mean that revenues are still below the pre-pandemic level. On page nine, we show you the development of our EBIT, which was increased to now 76 million euros, which is a plus of 7.8%. The major financial effect resulting from the pandemic last year was reflected in the allowances for rent receivables. These allowances were made in relation to the realized and/or expected losses of rents in connection with tenant support measures, for example, rent concessions, or in relation to the factor respectively likely insolvencies. In H1 2022, these allowances came down to 5.4 million euros compared to 18.1 million in the first half of 2021. I now turn to page 10 and to the financial result. It improved by 3.5 million or 23.4%. Interest savings of 2.4 million due to thorough refinancing of our Bildschirmzentrum Hamburg, our City Galerie Wolfsburg, and our Altmarkt-Galerie Dresden, and an increased at equity operating profit of +3.3 million euros had a positive impact on the financial result. The minority profit share was 2.2 million higher than in the first half of 2021. On slide 11, you see that the EBT adjusted for the valuation increased from 55.7 million to 64.7 million euros, which is a plus of 16.1% due to the high operating result of +6.6 million euros. Another positive impact came from interest savings. These amounted to 2.4 million euros. Let us look at the operating profit, the EPRA earnings, on page 12. EPRA earnings improved by 6.5 million to now 60.8 million, an increase of 12%. On a per share basis, the EPRA earnings increased from 0.88 to 0.98 euros. I now come to the consolidated result of the group on slide 13. The consolidated profit increased from 36.8 million to 46.2 million. The main impact for the change came from a higher result from the standing assets, a plus of 6.6 million euros. Correspondingly, the EPS increased by 25% from 0.60 euro to 0.75 euros in H1 2022. Please follow me now to page 14 and to the development of the FFO, which excludes the valuation result. The FFO increased strongly from 45.3 million to now 66.7 million, or on a per share basis from 0.88 euros to 1.08 euros. In the FFO calculation, we excluded the one-off expenses in connection with the takeover offer, an amount of 5.9 million euros. I'm now coming to the balance sheet on page 15, where you will only see small changes compared to the figures of December 2021. Our total assets amounted to 4.3 billion euros. This is just a change of 42.5 6.5 million compared with the reporting date end of 2021. Our consolidated liquidity as of the 30th June of 2022 stands at 377.8 million. That is a plus of 48.9 million euros in 6 months. The buildup of cash was influenced by the normalization of the payment behavior of the tenants. Total equity, including minorities, increased by 45.9 million. At the end of the first half year of 2022, current and non-current financial liabilities stood at 1.5 billion euros, which was 6.2 million lower than at the end of 2021, influenced by scheduled redemptions. Non-current deferred tax liabilities increased by 8.8 million to 341.8 million euros. Our equity ratio increased slightly and now stands at a solid 56.3%, and the consolidated loan-to-value now stands at a low 29%. On a look-through basis, that is the LTV calculated fully proportionally according to the group share in all assets, the LTV now stands at 31.7%. Also a continued very reasonable and low level. While earnings and profits are still below pre-corona levels, our balance sheet today is stronger than before corona. On pages 16 and 17, we give you some information on our debt. Approximately 17.8 million or only 4.2% of our consolidated bank loans is left to expire this year and will be repaid to the banks. Currently, our consolidated debt bears an average interest rate of 2.23%. The weighted maturity of our loan portfolio now stands at 5.9 years. Including our non-consolidated loans, the weighted maturity of the portfolio now stands at 6.2 years with an average interest rate of 2.19%. On the right side of page 17, you will see that we have fixed this year 3 loans with a total of 260 million euros with an average interest rate of 2.98% compared to former 3.26%. News from the portfolio are shown on slides 18 and 19. We recently published new investment plans for the Main-Taunus-Zentrum, one of the largest and strongest turnover shopping center in Germany and a jewel in our portfolio. A new highlight is to be added to the Main-Taunus-Zentrum, giving it a new lively and urban center with a high quality, the right restaurant and food offering. 5 new freestanding restaurant buildings are to be built until 2024, some with roofed terraces, some with outdoor terraces, attractive landscaped exterior areas, and sophisticated architecture. The new food garden will be built on an area of around 7,000 square meters in the heart of the shopping center in place of a former department store building. The investment volume amounts to approximately 25 million euros. In the meantime, numerous food trucks around the construction site provide a varied offer. The offer is very well welcomed by the visitors. As of now, another highlight in the Main-Taunus-Zentrum is the Theo concept. Please see slides 20 and 21. Thanks to digital sales technology, consumers can shop right here around the clock, 7 days a week. With the help of installed self-scanning checkouts and a specially developed app, customers can access a well-assorted range of 950 products on a space of only 50 square meters. Finally, I would like to come to slide 22 and a look to the transaction market and financing activities. Financing first. As already mentioned in our last call, we have agreed with banks on a 107.4 million loan with 10 years maturity and a fixed interest rate on 2.5% to refinance a loan for our Altmarktgalerie Dresden that became due end of March 2022. Meanwhile, we have concluded all our upcoming refinancings for this year. This includes a group level loan of 52 million, as well as financing for the City Point Kassel, which is 55 million euros. A credit tranche of 10 million euros for the Allee Center Hamm will be repaid at the end of September. The signed contracts mean that in the future we will profit from interest savings of approximately 500,000 euros per year. The interest expenses for 2002 will be approximately 3.2 million euros less than in the previous year. This is essentially the result of refinancing undertakings in 2021 and 2022, totaling around 400 million euros. As mentioned, we do not face any further loan maturities this year. For the only refinancing due in 2023 at 209 million euros for the Main-Taunus Centrum, the company has already agreed on a term sheet for a 221 million loan with a banking consortium. That's for refinancing 209 million and 12 million to finance the Food Garden investment. The interest rate for the current loan is 2.99%. After this, there is no further refinancing due until September 2025. The latest interest rate increases come as no surprise to us, although we did not expect them quite to this extent. For 2022, we are anticipating interest costs of around 37 million euros in the group. This is comparable with our interest costs in 2006, which were around 39 million euros. However, our sales in 2006 were only around 93 million euros, whereas for 2022, we are anticipating a revenue of over 200 million euros. The transaction market has been, not surprisingly, in the given situation, rather dry. However, there are signs that the transaction market is slowly coming back, even though it is currently again affected by the terrible Ukrainian war. The shopping center Boulevard Berlin was sold end of 2021, and Gera Arkaden in Gera, Germany, in the first quarter 2022 at, as we have heard, fair prices. If the impact of the Ukrainian war on investors and their financing banks stays limited, one may expect to see some further transactions. As we hear from the market, some transactions are currently being prepared. For example, one in Munich. The yield differential between shopping center assets and the other real estate asset classes, for example, office, residential, and logistics, seems to be just too big to be ignored. The spike in interest rates may support the shift of demand among real estate classes. Let's come to the financial outlook, on slide 23. We confirm our forecast and expect an FFO of 1.95 euro to 2.05 euros per share for the full year. 2022 will be, in our expectation, a transitional year on the way to normality after Corona. Accordingly, we have applied a bit more cautious assumptions on rent write-downs in comparison to pre-Corona times. This forecast again assumes that the pandemic situation can be brought under lasting control without further store closures or significant restrictions on center operations, a continued uptick in private consumer spending, and an associated further recovery of the tenant turnovers, as well as the preservation of recovered high collection ratios. We are therefore pleased with the German government's recent decisions not to impose lockdowns in the future. the war in Ukraine and its consequences could have a negative impact on consumer behavior, supply chains, and ultimately our business. This has not yet been reflected in our forecast, as the potential impact cannot be estimated at present. Indexation of our rents is lagging behind inflation. Though indexation at full inflation is agreed, we are in a lot of discussions with our tenants. Ladies and gentlemen, we remain optimistic as before, even though there is still some way ahead of us to come. Our company is very well prepared. Finally, I would like to say a few personal words. In July, Wilhelm Wellner and I reached an agreement with the supervisory board that, following the takeover by Oaktree and Cura, which has now been fully completed, we would no longer be available to Deutsche EuroShop for a long-term continuation of our cooperation as executive board members. After 17 exciting and great years in the service of Deutsche EuroShop with a small and effective team, I will say goodbye on September 13th and thank you for your trust. I wish the future executive board every success and you all the best and lots of fun with shopping. So far my presentation. Thank you for listening. I'm happy to take your questions now. I hope you will understand that I cannot respond to questions about the company's future strategy in connection with the takeover more than we have published in our 60 pages official statement. The new management will be available to you in the near future. Thank you.
Yeah, good morning, Deutsche EuroShop team and Mr. Borkos. First, I would like to thank you for the work over the last couple of years. I couldn't believe that it's 17 years. I really would say I personally very much enjoyed the collaboration with you, and I wish you really all the best for any new adventures you may be step into. Again, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Welcome. And nonetheless, some questions, maybe on the current situation, not on the futures plan, as you described. You are not able to answer that for good reasons. Well, the first question is, you mentioned in your outlook that 2022 will be a transition year to a new normality. What personally do you see as a new normality, maybe in terms of rent levels for the portfolio, vacancy, and finally, probably not given a precise outlook on that, but finally on the FFO run rate on the existing portfolio? Any views from your side would be very helpful. That's the first question, please.
Again, thank you very much for your warm words, Mr. Remke. I also enjoyed the long cooperation with you as an analyst, having a very close look on our company. Coming to the normal that is reflected in rent levels, we expect that rents in total can be stabilized, which means we still have lower rent levels in new lease agreements. On the other hand, we have this indexation of our lease agreements, from which we see that indexation is lagging behind inflation, so it's not possible to increase rents by 5% according to CPI. It's 1.5-2% for the individual lease agreements. So the combination of all will mean a stable rent income for the next years. This is also supported by a higher occupancy ratio. Occupancy ratio is roughly at 95-96%, and we expect it to increase in the next 2 years to roughly 98%. That is the main impact on turnover. Financing is, as we have shown a fine for us for the next 3 years. We have this financing of Main-Taunus-Zentrum. The actual indication is slightly lower than 2.99%. We believe that we can keep costs stable after we have seen higher costs for us in the last 2 years.
Okay, thank you. And the second question relates to your mentioned refinancing, in particularly the if I get it right, the still missing point is the fixation of the contract for 2023, about the 209 million.
Exactly.
Does it mean that you already agreed on the maturity, I guess 10 years, and already the margin? And what is your strategy to fix the condition in terms of, let's say, timing, or is it a job of your successor?
It is exactly what you said. We have agreed on a term sheet, so which means 10 years duration. We have agreed on the interest margin, a very interesting and a very attractive margin, I have to say, and I can't. I'm very happy to say that. A very low margin because it's a very attractive shopping center with a very low LTV. And I expect that we can sign the loan agreement within the next 2 weeks. So that's still a job for me. And immediately after we have signed the loan agreement, we will also fix the interest rate. Current indication is 2.7%. There is no redemption in the first 5 years. So also very attractive for us from a cash flow perspective.
And the contract will come in place starting when in 2023?
Good question. In end of January 2023.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for these details. A third question is, could you elaborate a bit more on the recent negotiations with the tenants? For example, are you able to turn really the CPI-linked agreements into rents? You mentioned only 1.5%-2%. Is this an annual run rate? This is the reason, or is it the reason that you agreed on full CPI, but you were simply not able to bring it into a new rent level?
Unfortunately, it is the last. We have agreed with every tenant on indexation, which is adapted every 2 years on the CPI. And so starting with this summer, in which indexation would become effective for a lot of tenants, ECE realized that tenants started discussions knowing that we have agreed on this CPI indexation, but they said, "Listen, only if our turnover is also getting better, we can accept to start to pay this indexation." So indeed, ECE is negotiating with a lot of tenants about the fact that they can't bear a full indexation as agreed in standing assets. In parallel to that, we still have new lease agreements, some with on the same rent level, but also some with a rent level which is below the old one. Especially bigger tenants are very hard fighters for their own advantage.
And may I ask for level for such tranche of rents agreed below the former levels, the delta to the previous, is it around 10%, or what is making it? I know it's a wide range, presumably, but
It is a very wide range. Sometimes in individual cases, it's also more than 10%, perhaps by far more than 10%, but also we have some lease agreement which are stable or which the rent is slightly higher than the last one. But yes, individually, we have to give discounts, heavy discounts.
Yeah.
Okay. The main idea is to keep shopping centers full, and at the end is, as you know, it's the optimization of the rental income.
Yeah. Understood. Okay, a very last question is the you mentioned the 6 million transaction related costs in the second quarter. Do we have to expect further costs which are not provisioned for the third quarter?
No, the costs which we mentioned that are the costs for our advisors, investment banks, and legal. So we do not expect further costs. All the other costs which occur in the near future that are will be costs for capital market transactions or real operations transactions. And perhaps yes, payments to the executive board because of leaving the company.
Sure. Okay, Ms. Walker, that's from my side. And again, very happy to say thank you to you and goodbye. Hope to see you again.
Thank you very much. And I also hope to see you again, perhaps in another position or another location. Thank you very much for the good operation in the last year. All the best for you, Mr. Remke.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The next question is from Manuel Martin from ODDO BHF. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Well, hello, Mr. Borges and Deutsche Eurotrip team. Also, all the best from my part, from my side, for the future. We had always a kind of on-off relationship when it came to coverage, but nevertheless, I always enjoyed the time with you. And from my side, also kind of one or two questions on operations, if I may, please.
Yes. Thank you very much, Mr. Martin.
So on the behavior of tenants and customers, which you have described in your presentation, have you identified a difference of behavior of clients and tenants between the centers in your German part of the portfolio and the centers in your foreign countries?
Yes, we do. The shopping centers outside of Germany are performing better, sometimes much more better than in Germany. Especially Hungary is very strong. It's already at pre-corona levels, and this exactly means that negotiations of rents and new leases are easy done in Hungary.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For Poland, it's slightly more difficult, and also the Czech Republic is doing very well.
Any idea what could be the reason? Are the consumers in a better shape in these countries, or are
we believe that they are more focusing on going into shopping centers. Their consumer behavior is stronger. That is the reason which we know that is a fact.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I see.
There's no other one. It's they like for them going in a shopping center is real entertainment, perhaps not as much alternatives for entertainment in these countries.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Okay. And the second question is unfortunately looking a bit into the crystal ball, but if we focus our view to the upcoming winter, do you hear any views or mood between amongst your tenants or client behavior? Is there kind of people being very cautious or a bit optimistic? Have you noticed any moves there?
Very good question. I think it's like for private individuals and perhaps for like ourselves. In today's temperatures with 30 degrees, we can't imagine that our apartments and houses will be cold and that there's no energy. I haven't heard that people buy a lot of candles to be prepared. What we have done is we have for all our gas and electricity deliveries agreed on fixed prices for a medium-term duration and for a volume which is 100% 2022 and 75% to 100% in 2023 and 24. That's for electricity, and we are fixed for 100% of gas in 2022 and 2024, hoping that this can be delivered. But we currently do not see concrete reluctant activities of consumers. But I think it's a general mood and general behavior. People will be more hesitant to go shopping, I guess, if it's really cold and if they get their first price information about gas and electricity. And that is in October, November. At latest in March and April 2023. And I think there will be a lot of people very surprised, negatively surprised.
I see. Yeah. So so Deutsche Europe, you have been very looking forward in fixing gas prices for, did I understand it correctly, for 2023?
For our shopping centers, but not individually for the tenants. Every tenant individually for his own shop has to do his agreements for gas and electricity.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, that's a very, very important question. So also some of our tenants will see that their costs for electricity and gas will increase enormously, that they have much more or higher running costs.
Yeah, good point. Okay, but for the contracts for your shopping centers, for yourself, that means running the heating for the center or the air conditioning
is agreed at fixed prices, as I told you, 75% to 100% for 2023 and 2024 regarding to electricity, and 100%. For the years 2022 to 2024 regarding to gas.
Yeah.
So as long as gas is available, we our shopping centers will be well tempered.
Okay. Good detail. And I agree. Maybe for some politicians, they are happy that it's so hot, so it doesn't come to the mind of people that it can be very cold in winter.
Yes, that is what in Germany nobody can has in his mind.
Yeah. However.
Yeah. Let me also say something yeah. In addition. For a company like us, which was faced with Corona, which means immediately. Lockdowns, so no turnover, by far lower rents, we will bear this coming situation because it will be a slower process. Perhaps with a negative impact, but it is a slow impact, and that will be much more easier for us to handle, unlike to the Corona impact which we have seen 2002 and 2001. That was hard.
I understand. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time and for your question. All the best for you.
Okay, bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone. The next question is from Thomas Neuhold von Kepler. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Borkers. Also from my side, thanks a lot for the good cooperation. It has been always a great pleasure working with you, and I also wish you all the best for your personal future, and I hope to see you again sometime somewhere. The two questions I have is firstly on tenants' behavior when they negotiate a new rental contract. Is putting a CPI link an issue now, given the high inflation rates we have? Are clients trying to discuss that away? And secondly, I was wondering, given soaring energy prices, are clients asking you about the energy efficiency of your shopping centers and energy and electricity costs? Is this a topic?
Yes, there are a lot of discussions regarding to the CPI-linked indexation. As you know, all our lease agreements are linked with CPI in the base rent. And ECE told us that, yes, starting in summer times, when this CPI-linked indexation starts for a lot of them, tenants started discussions and said, we are not able to pay this increase in rents, though we know that we have agreed on this in our lease agreements. And ECE, we have to find a way to keep these tenants in the shopping centers, to make them to pay a higher rent, but it is not 5%. It's more to 1 or 2%.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and energy efficiency, that is not a point which they discuss. As said, we have fixed our gas and electricity prices for the next 2 years up to 100%, but that is to keep cold and to heat the general rooms in the shopping center. Every tenant for himself has to care about his energy supply and to keep prices fixed. And like private individuals, some of them will realize in these days or in 2 to 3 months that energy prices will be much, much, much higher than they have expected. So their running costs, their operational costs will increase.
Okay. And to come back to the first part of my questions, when you renegotiate new rental contracts, a client asking to or try to negotiate away the CPI link, to put some cap in or something like that, or are they happy with signing a contract where in the long run, in theory, that the rent is linked to the CPI development?
Yeah. So we haven't heard from ECE that tenants started to discuss this CPI-linked indexation. What we have since 3 to 4 years is rent-free periods,
mm-hmm.
Up to 3 months. We have upfront payments to the tenants to support investments in the shop. That is also a new normal since 3 to 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, understood. And the second question I have is from your discussion with clients, which client groups do you think will be hit worst by the shrinking purchasing power of the German consumer, given the strong increase in energy costs, electricity costs, etc.?
I feel that the smaller tenants are more hit by that, because if you have a strong group with a lot of shops, there's one responsible person for energy and all this stuff. They are very prepared. They are very professional. But perhaps individual smaller tenants are not as good as prepared as the bigger ones. And it's like in past, it's like negotiating rents. The bigger tenants, the biggest ones, are the strongest and difficult, most difficult partners to discuss the rents. Though they are not those ones which need rent decreases or something like this.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And again, all the best for your future.
Thank you, Mr. Nahold. See you. Thank you, operator. I think we have said everything. Thank you for the warm words of some of you. I also enjoyed the work with you. Yes, as I said, 17 years, and perhaps we see us in another location, another function again. It was a pleasure also for me to see you on roadshows and in conferences. Unfortunately, we haven't seen the last 2 years, but perhaps times will change also to this. Thank you very much.